And maybe the hardest part of this call to be watchful is that the people who most need to hear this, they're not even here right now, right? The people who aren't coming to Mass, maybe you've never even had the chance to know about Mass, maybe you've never even thought about the importance of, you know, detaching from the attractions and pleasures of the world. Like, they're the ones who need to hear this. And so my call for you, a challenge, I guess, is first, yeah, look at yourself. Am I watchful, really? And, you know, pray, Lord, show me what I can do to be, you know, a little bit more ready and prepared. But then also to take that to those, first in your family and your friends, who you know have fallen asleep at their post, so to speak. There's a lot out there who are not watching anymore at all. It's neat how, like, if we just go out and kind of stir up others' hearts, like, wake them up with just good deeds or conversations or waiting for them maybe to ask us about Jesus or faith, why we're happy, it works. And you'll see that. Think of your family, your friends, even if there's people in your life who've, you know, maybe for a long time have been turning away from your call to wake up. Like, keep praying for them. Keep making that effort to bring them to our Lord, to wake them up. Because you'll make a difference. First of all, if you're authentically watchful yourself, that's going to radically change you. People are going to see that. And then if you make intentional, you know, effort to reach out to them, you know, Lord willing, we'll make it to heaven if we persevere. And we will see that other people have made it to heaven because we've allowed ourselves to be used as instruments to wake them up. It's certainly, the Lord wants to use you to help others too.